Something I look to be, so give me your best and leave the rest to me. Leave it all to me.
Yeah.
Leave it all to me. Just leave it all to me.
Welcome back to the finale.
No,
of
we are not stopping.
Yes, we are. Continue, Dylan.
God, okay, are you
ready? Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Welcome to the finale of season 3 of Reality with a Twist. I'm Dylan.
I'm Ben.
I'm Gabriel.
And I'm Gunnar.
And this is our now second attempt to record the finale.
Yes.
And now in a little bit of a better setup here where we're all together.
What? Dude, you're laughing at that? Are you?
We wanted this episode to be more organized and better than our last drunken episode.
And we literally got ourselves into the near same circumstances.
The second we get here, we're like, let's do a shot of Crown Royal. Let's do a shot of gin. Let's do a shot of Hennessy.
Let me take 5 hits of Vangel Day Pen.
Yeah. Whoever said that.
Yeah, I know, because somebody here definitely said that. Someone definitely looked at me and said, hey, Dylan, can you take 6 hits of your Delta A pen? And I was like, fine, I guess I will.
He took one for the team.
I took one for the team.
He lost the odds. Did it. I mean, I would not want to know what would happen if Dylan didn't do those 6 hits.
I have to go to work. But yeah, no, hopefully this time, though, we can maintain some order, keep things organized, because I was pretty high last time I was hosting as well.
I heard we're having a special guest on this episode, though.
Really? Okay, yeah.
His name is Dracula.
Wow.
He recently came out, so I'm very proud of him.
I'm proud of him as well.
So since coming out, he's foreign. He's reading into it a little interesting. He now goes by Gay Dracula.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You guys heard yet?
I knew he was coming out, but I didn't know he was doing the rebrand.
Yeah, wow. This is the first time I'm hearing of this part.
Yeah. So he's coming to join the Butt Ghost tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Dylan, do you want to inform the viewers on what Butt Ghost is?
Yeah, so obviously we found out that Gabe's apartment was haunted by the spirit named Butt Ghost. Now, that name might seem scary to you, might have different meanings, but what it is it's just a ghost who really likes to play with your butt while you're trying to fall asleep.
And not even sexually, just like
he just,
like
he just likes playing with
just
it.
Like it pokes it, grabs
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, like you'll slap, kind of like slap it around. It. Yeah.
He's not going to go too far.
No,
he's respectful of you.
No. And he is a very strong practicer of consent.
Or exactly.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't really know who they are, actually.
Yeah, it's a ghost.
It's a ghost.
But anyways, evidently Butt Ghost and Gay Dracula are great friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
so they'll be on later tonight on the podcast or recording. You might see them. Maybe they might cancel. Who knows?
Yeah. We will find out.
What are we doing on this episode?
Well, obviously it is the season 3 finale, as I mentioned at the beginning. And with that, every single finale, I take reins of the hosting of the podcast so that we can go through a tier list ranking each episode that we did during the season, including mini twists.
Yes.
Wow.
And we have a lot. We have more episodes in season 3 than we've ever had in, I think, any season thus far. So this should be a long and arduous process, but it'll be a very fun process.
Yes.
Of course.
It definitely will. So as you know, how a tier list ranking system works is you will grade an episode or grade whatever from a scale of S tier, which is the highest tier you can get in a tier list, all the way down to F tier.
Yes.
So obviously S being this was an amazing episode. It was the gold standard of what a R-wet episode should be. Nothing was like really bad about it, or there was like barely any imperfections.
Yeah.
And then obviously F tier being like everything was out of the loop. Things shouldn't have gone as planned, and all in all, it could have been better. That's what F tier. And obviously, you can fill in the gaps from the rest. But I say let's just go ahead and get started. Obviously, each of the boys, including myself, have been tasked to kind of think back and retrospectively think about each episode they hosted or were a part of and just come with their honest opinions about it.
Yeah.
So with that, I believe we start with whoever starts every single season,
yes.
Mr. Gabriel Bickle.
Yeah. Woo!
your first episode being Dream Therapy.
Yes. Season 3, Episode 1, Nightmare Therapy with Gabe. In this episode, I tried to kind of take the fellas through their dreams, their reoccurring dream. I asked them to kind of tell me what their reoccurring nightmares, reoccurring dreams were. And I tried to, using the internet's resources and the internet's knowledge, try to kind of see what the dreams could mean and see if it applied to their life and see if it could change their lives for the better. Fortunately, as we learned through the episode, it is just a pseudoscience. There are small parts of dreams that are meaningful, but usually just the very basics of dreams that carry any meaning. But yeah, I got basically 0 for 3 with their dreams. But I thought it was a very, very fun way to kick off the new season. I think it doesn't feel like a season 2 episode. It feels like a season 3 episode, which is weird to say because it's like, you know, it's just an episode of reality with a twist.
Feels like a season 2 episode, not a season 3?
No, it feels like it. I'm saying like it separates itself well from a season 2.
Gotcha.
Like it feels like it's doing something new, which it isn't really. Like, it's pretty classic when it comes to reality with a twist.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I thought it was a very fun and funny episode. And I think it kind of took the viewer on a journey of like kind of starting to believe in the science and that, or the pseudoscience, and then immediately all of their dreams getting dashed when you realize that it wasn't accurate at all.
Yeah. And then I also, at one point during the episode, there being a, oh God, hold up. I just completely forgot what I was going to say. There was a bad marketing segment where you talked about the Elementals film, I believe.
Yes. I think that might have been my first ever bad marketing, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I think you're right.
Yes.
I still think about that bad marketing frequently.
Really?
Because sometimes I will get like TikToks of like, oh my gosh, this movie is crazy. And then just like, it's obvious, it's very fake applauding.
Yes, yes.
And I was like, one, I mean, it's like, it's obvious. But yes. Like, two, why are you recording in a theater?
Exactly. It's exactly. Like Pixar themselves was like, yes, record in the theater. But like, it was something that was like rule number one of like not trying to fake stuff like that, because people see right through it mm-hmm. every single time. And it just comes off as desperate and cringy.
Yep.
Right.
And obviously now looking in retrospect, since the movie has now passed, completely bombed.
Yeah, like, it did not do great.
Unfortunately too, because I watched the movie, it actually was a decent movie.
Fair.
But yeah, it's the bad marketing that I guarantee you turned a lot of people away, and then mixed with like the general movie critic reviews that will always put like kids movies and stuff in like a 40-30%.
Yeah, so. Fair.
But I will say for this episode, it was a memorable episode, but it's our first episode. We're kind of getting our bearings straight. So I'm going to say I'd give it a B.
Yeah, that actually totally reflects what I was going to say. I mean, it was a very, very good first episode of our season. I would say, like, I can't remember too well all of our first episodes of each season, but for a first episode of a brand new season, it was a very good episode.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it was memorable, so I'm also going to give it a B.
Fair enough. Obviously, I'm typically a little bit more strict when it comes to, like, tier listings and whatnot. And I think, though, I agree with all your points, everybody. Like, it's a great way to start off the season. Really shows how much we've grown since the last two that happened. Mm-hmm. But I think even though, like, it had its moments, I think it's a good place to keep as our baseline. So I think I'm going to be ranking mine at C tier.
Okay. I think when it comes to first episodes, this is probably my favorite so far. I think Gary Gattari was a very fun episode to record, and I still love that episode. Mm-hmm. But I just think this one was a bit more in line with what our values are on the podcast now, like what we try to convey and what we try to do on the podcast. So I'd say for my own, I'm going to give it a C, but just because I know I could do better, and I think it's a good place to start.
Okay, this is where we're going to have to decide what we're going to do going forward. Are we going to round up or round down?
Well, 0.5s usually round up, but I don't know.
I think we got to be consistent through this.
Like I said,
I'm going to say round up.
Okay. So that would be a B.
So a B minus.
A low B, or possibly a high C, depending on where you live in America.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Well, that brings us on to our second episode, which is our mental health awareness episode.
Yes.
This was really different from what we usually do because we are a educational comedy podcast.
Yes.
Joking about mental health, not really a great thing, which is why we took this episode very seriously.
Yes.
So it was more just an educational episode. You know, it you know, my goal when making this episode was to get everybody to collect resources for their own respective colleges, plus more, like IU and IUPUI, you know, for example. But anyways, so I just, you know, we have quite a few followers, and I just wanted to, you know, use that platform to, promote mental health awareness. Mm-hmm. And I think we did a really good job. Everybody, you know, came prepared. I really appreciate everybody's just diligence and honestly just cooperation in making the episode. Not like you guys are ever like uncooperative, but still, like, you guys handle, like, you know, it was a very appropriate episode.
Yeah.
And I respect that a lot. I will say, though, because it's not our usual, like, you know, episode type, I probably would still bring it back to a B, but that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, like, I remember when you were telling us that you're going to do this as your first episode, I was very excited.
Yeah. Because
I think talking about mental health is a thing that is always so seen negatively.
Yes.
Because, like, you know, of all the negative connotations that come with, like, dealing with it and everything. But I think it's so important to talk about. And I'm so glad that, you know, I can share my own wisdom about, like, dealing with mental health and mental illness or whatever. And obviously telling you, the viewer, which I'll once again repeat, you are not alone at any point. If you ever feel like you are alone, please do not think that, because you truly are never, never, ever alone.
For sure. No.
I think we had a lot of goofs and gaffs in this one. Like, not obviously not as many as normal, but we still did find a way to get some kind of comedy. Yeah, talk about
the Muncie Mental Health Resource Office or whatever.
Yeah, something
the
like
Ball
that.
Ball State.
Yes, yes. We definitely had some laughs in this one, but it was never inappropriate. Something about this episode that I really have always felt is it always feels like a new episode. Like, it always feels like it's one of our latest episodes, which sounds super, super stupid when I say it out loud, but, like, it just feels like we're going in a different direction with it. And it feels like we're kind of experimenting with it, but in a very, very good way, in a very, very refreshing way. I think it was a very refreshing episode.
For sure.
And I think it's good. We were able to be a lot more vulnerable. We were able to really just stick to being educational. And I think a lot of the stuff we said, you know, obviously it's no replacement for therapy or, like, anything like that.
Not at all.
This is a safe space, like, for our, you know, viewers or anything. Like, it's... We're never going to be, like, crass or like abrasive with any kind of mental health issues, because we deal with them a lot ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah, no. I never actually gave my ranking for this.
Oh, sorry.
I think, though, all things considered, I think this was a very great episode to kick off after the first one. I think it really touched a lot on our educational aspect, especially, you know, looking out for the viewer. Once again, very important topic. Still able to get our general charm in there. And obviously, you know, I think, but I know our side bits afterwards, our little segments were great as well.
Yeah.
I'd put this one at a very solid B as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm going to put this one at a very, very solid B. Almost a light A, but
almost
I'm going to keep,
a light
it,
a,
keep
yeah.
it in B. But this is, I think, unfortunately, this is actually one of our worst performing episodes. So
if you haven't watched that episode yet, or you haven't listened to it, please do.
It's
a very good one.
It's definitely worth a listen. It's not just, like, we say all of the things that you should say, but, like, it's not some generic episode where it's just like, oh, call 988. It has a lot of substance to it.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, if you want to get to know us better, which is one of the goals of this episode, is just to kind of dive into our own experiences and character and kind of where we're at today and where we haven't in the past, listen to this episode. Yeah. I mean, it's
yeah.
It had a great message, and we got to do exactly what we wanted in this episode. Yeah. And it was a fun one. It was memorable. We did exactly what we were setting out to accomplish. I would also put this at a very solid B.
I actually really appreciate you saying that. Like, it does get to know us, you know, obviously. So first things first, it's a B episode.
Okay.
But anyways, I, like, that's a great point, Ben. Like, you know, and somebody mentioned it earlier. I think it was Gabe. We're very vulnerable.
Yeah.
I think it just makes, you know, the viewer realize that, like, we're human. Like, we go through shit every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Even the famous, filthy, rich, famous, top of the world Arawak crew. We put our pant legs on one leg at a time too.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, they're just golden.
They're gold. Yeah, they're gold.
I mean, like,
I actually just got platinum, but, you know. Wow. Yeah.
I got diamond-crusted toenails.
Diamond-crusted toenails.
Diamond crusted?
Diamond crusted. Not encrusted. Not encrusted. Crusted. That shit is crusted.
Bro ain't washing that shit off.
Hey, I mean, if it's diamonds, I wouldn't wash it off. That's what I'm saying.
Anyways, I think that brings us to our third episode.
Yeah, this is one that I hosted. This was the Nashville Nasty.
Wow. Wow. What an episode.
Very similar concept to what's going on right now.
Yeah, I was extremely inebriated.
Every time I listen back, you can just tell exactly when Gunnar gets way too drunk, where he's just like, guys, we gotta stop. Like,
Gunnar was nonverbal for most of the
episode. Yeah, like, he was good at, like, the first 10 so minutes, and then, like...
Speaking of nonverbal me, I was at a bar last night, and I had close to 14 drinks.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, went nonverbal in the bar, but kept drinking. Anyways, several people reported to my girlfriend. You know, they had just met me, like a lot of my girlfriend's friends, and several people were like, he's nonverbal. And my girlfriend, you know, even today was like, you were nonverbal last night. And I was like, yeah.
You're going to have to get used to that when it comes to Gunner.
Yeah, especially when I'm inebriated. But anyways, a little side note.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this a couple times tonight. But this episode specifically, I do not remember recording this episode.
I have very faint memories. I remember the pain that I came with it. I remember obviously the time to poop alarm.
That was one of my favorite RY openings ever, because we did not plan that.
No, literally, like, it just all lined up perfectly. Yes. Me setting it was Ben, I think, somebody here set the alarm like midday. We all come back, we all forget about it. We're all like, just record, and then boom.
Yeah,
could not have been a better time.
Perfect.
Well, I think this goes to show how inebriated I was. I don't even remember that.
Damn, that was literally no, like, right as we started recording too.
Wow.
But then, like, I always, back to, like, the pain part, remember I lost an odds where I had to do a lemon juice shot, and that shit burnt.
Yeah.
It literally, like, oh my god, that was bad.
I think you got off easy. You didn't have to do Gangnam Style on camera.
I was about to mention Gangnam Style. Dude.
Oh my gosh.
All you had is emotional pain, bro. I had, like, my Crohn's start flaring up again.
Oh my god.
But, yeah, I think, though, it was a fun episode, regardless. It was a nothing episode, however. And you could I remember becoming... I start not remembering stuff after, like, the first 30 minutes, because that's when the Delta 8 edible, which is legal, I took, really hit in, and I was starting to become nonverbal at that point.
Wow.
It was a very fun and funny episode. Of course, we thought it was funnier at the moment than it ended up being. But I think it still holds up very well. We were goofing and gaffing. All of our in-person episodes, we do so, like, it's just so fun. It's always so fun to,
like, this one right here.
Yeah, because it's just like our chemistry is so much better in person. And I think I've said that on a podcast a few times. We're just so much funnier in person. And unfortunately, with this one, we were still doing our old recording style, which was just sitting around
a table. We didn't have, like, a good camera. It was Ben's laptop camera.
Yeah. Positioned
like 10 feet, not 10, like 5 feet away from us. Like,
it was like at a weird angle, weird lighting. We're all just like, hunching over this microphone in the middle of the table. We're all inebriated.
And I had the freaking sandy cheeks, Texas size background, and I showed it to the camera at one point.
Understand the pain now. I 100% understand the pain.
Yes.
Now. If you know what I'm talking about, if you watched the last mini twist that we did.
Yes.
But
what was this episode? What would you guys rate it?
I would put this at least a C, but like a low C.
See, I always am unfair to the in-person episodes in that I always just remember them so fondly, and I love re-listening to them because it just kind of takes me back to when we were in Nashville. I have to give this one an A. Not because of the quality, but just because of the memories.
I was actually going to say the same thing. I'm kind of in the same boat as Gabe. That was, if I had to go back and look at the most fun episodes to record, and I know it's probably different when listening to it.
Yeah.
But gosh, that one was so fun, and I remember just laughing so hard during that episode. I think it was a little educational, too, in its own ways.
Yeah, we did, like, weird news, and we did all... Gunnar actually did a wine fact.
I remember
fact. He did talk about bourbon and the difference between bourbon and whiskey and what makes bourbon bourbon.
Yep. Yeah, I'd give it an A for sure.
Yeah, A for me as well.
What about you, Gunner?
Why not? Given that I don't remember it, yes, it feels really unfair for me to actually give this one a rating. So okay, I'm leaving it to you.
So then it's two A's against a low C. That would round up to like B.
A high B, yeah.
High B.
So our third B in a row.
Yeah, nice. Great job when I talked about consistency here, people. I had so many good memories. It's got to be an A for me.
I mean, it is very fun to listen back to. Don't say that. Don't like take us.
I mean, yeah, it's like, but I'm trying to rank these on like a viewer perspective where it's like, I was not with these motherfuckers. This was.
I mean, like, but still, I think the chemistry and of course that's the fucking purple word, the buzzword I keep using, but like you can kind of catch the feeling of the room from listening. Fair enough. Like the classic, like, have you guys ever seen that picture of like the meme where it's like what it feels like to listen to a podcast, and it's like a picture of three people and then a real life person just like sitting next to them and like laughing along with them? Never mind.
White ass.
I'm gonna put that picture in because I'm not fucking crazy. I'm gonna put
it's
that gonna, in.
It's. I guarantee you has like one of those like. It was supposed to be like a wholesome pet podcast account on Instagram or some shit like that.
Huh?
Wait.
What are we?
I don't know what Dylan was talking about, but my question is: you said like three podcasters and one real person. What does that even mean?
Okay. I can.
You calling us not real?
I'm gonna cut this out. So cut here. I'm gonna show you this.
Fucking shit, we're actually
getting those. You want to? Yeah. We are not cutting this out.
If I didn't cut, then we're back in.
God.
Okay. All right.
Now Dylan's cracking out the goldfish in the milk.
Guys.
No, don't do that. So. Look, it's on the freaking Audacity.
Guys, I need his neck.
He fucking held it at the same right next to the microphone.
All right. Okay, let's move on to season 3, episode 4, which was Dylan's.
Another one of mine. Yeah, let me remember what it was.
This was...
the history of one of my favorite episodes I've ever hosted, because... This season I really wanted to make it a goal where like I started doing episodes hosted like relatively boring stuff to like a normal viewer, but for me it's like super interesting. So what I did is like, you know, I just like really wanted to show the guys like this music genre or whatever, and of like, you know, old Roblox music. And like, you know, I just. Man, these goldfish are zesty. Sam, I can't keep doing this bit. I was doing a bit where I kept getting more zesty eating the rainbow goldfish, and nobody was paying attention.
Nobody knew you were doing a bit.
Okay.
Anyway, the old Roblox music episode, I showed the guys audio, like old music clips and files from my time, and talked about the importance of them and what impact they had on the community and whatnot, even prompting people to join the platform. You know, I think you guys like the music. I know Gabe got very emotional listening to one of the songs.
Wait. Okay.
What?
Cool. Yes, I did.
Chocolate
I was able to
rain.
Ben's gonna get
some
sick.
Say dry,
sick.
But elders fuel the pain.
I was able to somehow make myself cry on demand for like the first time ever in my life during this episode.
Wow. Could not have been a better time to do that.
I have never been able to do that before, but it worked. I don't know how.
Did we talk about Chocolate Rain in this episode?
A little bit.
Yes. Okay, so I do want to bring up Chocolate Rain because our previous episode was Nashville, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ben, is it okay if I talk about this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
it's fine.
So it was our last night in Nashville, and Ben...
Drank
way, way too much. Anyways, and he was vomiting like nonstop for, you know, about 12 hours.
It was about the first time that I went that far.
Yeah, it was bad. Anyways, well, he's on a little bit of a hiatus from vomiting.
No, he vomited like 2 weeks ago.
No. I mean, for the... The day. For the day.
Oh, the day, my bad.
Thanks for outing me.
No, he vomited today. He vomited.
Dude vomited right before the show.
You were literally vomiting in this
right
here.
Oh my gosh. No. Okay, anyways, he hadn't been vomiting for a little while that day. And he goes...
This was the morning we're heading back.
This is the we're heading back. We had just left the car museum. What's it called?
Lane Motor Museum.
Lane Motor Museum. Anyways, he vomited there.
Yes, a lot. I felt so bad.
We're about an hour and a half into the car ride. Hasn't vomited yet. And somebody put Chocolate Rain onto the playlist. And it starts playing. And everybody else is completely fine. Like
We're all fine.
Yeah, I was sleeping in the back of the car.
And we're just cracking up to it. Anyway, well, no, we're just vibing. I don't think we were making any reaction.
I was singing it to my... I was like, Chocolate Rain. Like, I was enjoying the fucking
Anyways,
music.
I'm focusing on driving. And then Ben goes, please, please change it, please. And then, and like, I change it.
And then he starts vomiting.
He's
in the passenger seat. He grabs the
And then, like, I wake up and I hear Ben vomiting.
And then he finishes. And I was like, Ben, what happened? And he goes, say it, Ben.
Chocolate Rain.
I just remember waking up and hearing that. I'm like, I start laughing my ass off because I was like, there's no way that stupid song I added got you sick.
We ended up...
it was you. You did it.
That's what I'm saying.
We ended up stopping off at a gas station and like getting toilet paper or paper towels or something.
Paper towel.
I was like rinsing my mouth and spitting into the trash can in front of like families who were traveling.
All the while like, ugly.
I don't know what happened, but the second that song started playing, it just something went wrong.
You hate Tay Zonday so
I'm
much.
If I ever meet Tay Zonday, I'm going to tell him that.
Yes. Please do. He'd probably find it funny.
Yeah.
I will say, for the sake of that memory and just how good that episode was and like just the timing of it all, like I still think about the Roblox episode.
Mm-hmm.
Easily an S-tier episode.
Damn.
For me.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, I'll let you guys have an opinion on that next before I give my own.
So, is there one lower than F? No, I'm kidding.
Stop!
I need to restart the camera. So this episode, I would give, I think, I do love this episode, but I think I would stick with a low A with it.
Okay, Ben.
Focus.
This is a really good episode, especially because I used to play Roblox like from a younger age.
Blah blah.
What?
Blah. We don't need a sob story.
My angle looks like Ben's holding the mic like this. I really like this episode, guys.
This is a really good episode.
Okay. For real though. I definitely enjoy this episode a lot because I definitely grew up playing Roblox, and some of these songs and music just like, what? What are you doing?
What are you laughing about?
I definitely grew up playing Roblox a lot. I don't
know. You sound like a fourth grader writing a paper.
I definitely I play Roblox.
Gabe's over here going,
the fourth grader writing his paper before 2359?
If you listen to our last episode, it's nothing. Never mind.
Can I continue?
Please. Ben just dropped his
phone. I'm also trying to... looking at it.
Ben has a gummy Krabby Patty in his bourbon and Coke.
Okay.
Oh my God, I fucking hate you guys.
So I grew up...
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
Too far. Take it back.
Okay, let's.
I'm sorry.
Let's
take it back.
Okay,
now,
let's
y'all.
Take a long break. Maybe we can start recording again tomorrow. Okay, so it's the next day.
Yeah,
We took a break. I'm ready to get into the next episode.
Okay, yeah.
We didn't finish ranking it.
No way, guys. I am too hungover today. Can we do it tomorrow?
Okay, let's do it tomorrow.
All right.
All right, it's tomorrow.
Yeah, so welcome back to Reality with a Twist.
I have a dentist appointment.
Oh, okay.
I guess we'll have to reschedule to tomorrow.
One more day.
And we're back.
Back with Reality with a Twist.
How was that dentist appointment, Ben?
Yeah, it was good. I had 9 cavities.
Oh, wow. My God.
Yeah. Wow.
I better get have a follow-up appointment for that.
when is the follow-up appointment scheduled?
Oh, it's actually today.
Let's do it tomorrow. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys.
How was the filling of the cavities?
I kissed Ben a lot, and now I have cavity.
Oh,
now
God.
We have to cut out for
contagious.
One more day.
One more day. Right. No more.
Right, everybody. Okay, let's do tomorrow. Okay, welcome back. Finally.
So I grew up playing a lot of Roblox.
yeah.
What is the rank? Just give them
my rank is A.
Yeah.
High A.
Then I'm going to also, I appreciate Gunner for saying S. I appreciate Gabe and Ben for saying A.
Of course.
I think, though, I'm going to stay humble to myself, and I'm going to just say A. Right. For this right. one.
Well, so it's an A-tier
it's
episode.
It's an A-tier episode.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes.
Moving on. It's a Ben episode, and it's a
Ben's mock
very
trial.
Unfair episode.
Oh, no. This is the justice system, and we all know there are no problems with the United
Zero.
States criminal justice
Zero.
System.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
One time, I got accused of murder.
Oh. Did you make it? Did you beat the allegations?
No.
And he did it. He did it. I was there. I was an accessory.
Wizards, when they're beating the dark magic allegations. Yes!
What?
It's a meme he sent me on Instagram like 4 days ago.
Oh, our podcast listeners will love this one.
Okay. So Ben's mock trial. Basically, yes. What I did was I kind of took everybody through the steps of what a jury trial looks like in a criminal case. We kind of did a little role play. I did the defense versus the prosecution, and we had Gabe as the lawyer representing Dylan.
Yes.
And Gunner was the prosecutor of Dylan in this case, who was being charged with there were several charges. Basically,
all revolving around school speed zone limit, whatever.
Yeah, Dylan basically was speeding.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it was alleged.
No, you lost the case.
Hey. Yeah, you want to know the evidence? You want to know the you know, the defense I had to, like, you know, defend myself from that accusation? Nothing. They said I quote-unquote did it, and there was nothing I could have done about it.
Yeah,
we'll get into that in a second, but yeah, continue.
Yeah, basically, I wanted to, like, help everybody kind of understand, and even myself, because this helped me kind of learn the different steps during a criminal case, like in the court. So, basically, I gave Gunner a massive list of evidence against Dylan during his crime, like pretty hard evidence. Even video evidence.
I'll say,
right? And then I just messaged Gabe and Dylan on Discord or whatever it was and said, "You have no evidence he did it."
So I had to fabricate some wild fucking tale of what happened. And I was like, okay, what could this possibly be? So I went with insurance fraud, which is, I think, about the best defense. Yeah, it was the best defense I could have come up with in that scenario, given all the evidence.
Gabe did pretty good as the defense. It was... Dylan brought in, like, a... What was it? Who was your...
No. It was not Dylan. Gunner brought in a... a school bus repairman that was just himself. And I was like, oh, so we're playing dirty now.
Just himself with a hat.
Yes. So then Dylan ended up bringing in his like best friend.
Damien.
Oh, yeah, Damien.
Which was also happened to be just Dylan with a mustache.
What? No, it's a very different person.
But it got really kooky from then on. This, okay, I don't want to interrupt you. This is probably one of my favorite episodes of this season.
Yeah, agreed.
This is such a fun one to listen back to. It is so just freak, like we were just bouncing off of each other, and it was just such a good time through and through, and so fun to relive through, like, listening to it. This is an absolute S for me.
100. I like Gabe really hit it all there. I freaking enjoyed just being a lawyer.
Yeah.
And I was a bad lawyer. I was a very corrupt lawyer.
I mean, same though. Like.
Right. But it was so freaking fun. I had a great time.
It was so
S tier indeed. And it was educational.
Yes.
But in a very unique way.
It is exactly what we want the podcast to be. It's educating in a super fun way. And we were able to be so creative with what we did. Yeah. And it was such a goofy time.
S tier all the way.
I remember when I was originally, like, when we originally recorded this episode, I think I gave it a lot lower tier, but, you know, thinking back on it, re-listening to it, I think I'd have to agree with you two and say S tier as well for that episode.
Wow. Well, thank you, boys. I remember having a lot.
It wasn't you that did it. It was us.
Yep.
Yeah, we kind of carried us. Your little stupid topic.
You know how we said Gabe and I were lawyers?
Yeah.
Did I say Ben was a lawyer?
Ben the judge. Okay.
No, you're all guilty. You're all guilty. Jail.
No, Jeremy was the judge.
Oh,
No, Jeremy was the jury.
Jury. No, yeah. He was judge and jury.
I was judge.
Jeremy was in this one. Jeremy's not joining us today. But.
Moving on to episode 6.
Wait, did we write this? SSS.
What does it matter?
Okay.
It's already an S.
Okay. Let him cook. Let him cook.
Why do you give it?
S+.
Damn. S for episode then. It's okay. An episode.
So the next episode was Jeremy's episode. It was season 3, episode 6, Burger Review. Unfortunately, Jeremy's not here to describe this episode. This was a super, super fun one. This was basically, it was a long-running joke where Jeremy tried to come up with a super quick segment. When he first started on the podcast, we were like, oh, think of a segment, and he didn't think of one in time, so he was just like, burger review, and it was just a running joke, and he decided to turn it into an episode. Super, super vanilla classic R-Bot episode, a quiz, a game, a lot of banter. It was a lot of fun. I wish Jeremy hosted more episodes this season, but this was one of the last ones, if not the last one, that he hosted, and It was a great episode. It's very just classic ROAT, so I have to give it a B. An A. I don't know why I said B. I thought A and said B. A.
Hey, Ben. Right. Ben.
Yeah.
What did you say poop on the podcast?
No!
Don't stop. No. Stop.
Two.
No, stop.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
oh my
three, God. Two. I hope it doesn't hit. Three, two, one.
One.
No! Poop. Okay. Too much. Okay, tomorrow. Okay.
All right, we'll record tomorrow, guys.
Okay.
Welcome back to
We're
reality.
We're not doing this bit again. Okay, this was a funny episode.
Yes. I need... Can we take a little alcohol break?
Yeah, we can actually cut. I want to make myself another drink. Okay.
Guys, you're going to get worse. We have like 10 more. We got like so many more.
It'll be super quick.
I'm enjoying this setup a lot more than our previous
one. Yes, this is very fun.
Yeah.
Guys, who are we? Like, well, can we do an alcohol break, please?
please.
I need one drink, please.
All right, boys.
I'm begging you.
So, with season 3, episode 6, Burger Review, I give it A. I give it a low A.
I'll give it an A, too. I had a lot of fun with it. Yes. I liked being able to
I'm still salty about the 2 cheeseburger meal.
No, yeah, because I listened to this episode very recently, and I was like, no, that really does not make any sense. Jeremy's question just, like, didn't make sense. Because Dylan should have gotten it right. That is a menu item, and it's like... It's not a secret menu item. It is not. It's number 7. So I still do not get that.
I'm giving it a B for burger.
All right. Really Big Carl still resonates with me.
Oh, really?
And when I went to California over winter.
Really Big.
And saw like Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
I could not stop thinking about, like, the first thing that came to my mind was really big Carl.
How big is that, Carl?
Really big.
Bo's dying. It was too big. Someone, you call 911.
Oh my gosh, that was funny.
They didn't help at all. You were dying, and they didn't do a single fucking thing.
Reality with the Twisters. Get it right.
Come on.
Did you say Twisters?
Sorry.
No.
Reality with the Sisters.
That's what our.
Ow, pop it.
Ouch.
Yowza.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Does this get an A?
A.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's fine. Right, we're moving on to season 3, episode 7.
Episode 7, Marketing to Hoosier Heimlich. I just listened to this one today, actually. And had such high hopes for this. We had recently had a trend of kind of doing episodes that related to our majors. Case in point with Ben's judicial kind of episode. And I was like, okay, let me do something surrounding marketing. So I wanted to do Marketing to Hoosier Heimlich, the marketing process that I came up with myself, a 5-step process. It didn't go nearly as well as I wanted it to. It dragged on way too long. It was a very fun episode, but I feel like you guys weren't like super into it, so it just didn't go super well. So this one I'd honestly give a low C or a high D to. I still think it's absolutely worth a listen, but it's just definitely not one of my best episodes.
Yeah, I remember, obviously... I think it was, any episode's fun to record and whatnot, but I think about, for me as being a part of the episode, like, I feel like the amount of stuff that I would have learned, I already kind of knew that knowledge of, so, like, can you guys stop?
Penis.
Don't say that. That's really bad.
It's getting a C for me.
C, okay. Ben is laughing right
he's
now.
Laughing. He's laughing about something.
Ben is extraordinarily drunk.
We're talking about reality with Twist, and he's laughing.
In there. I asked for a sip from Gabe's drink, and he handed it to me, and then just took it.
Yeah, because you just kept holding it steady. They'll see. You were for like 30 seconds straight. And I was like, okay, guys, I'm not. He's not going to take a sip. Yeah. So
let's order McDonald's.
High D for me, low C from Dylan. What about you guys?
A C.
That one, I would say that's a solid B or low A. That one, I know it was a little like it was a little odd. Like we had some, I don't know. There were some awkward moments in it. I feel like with trying to like record it, and I don't think that we were all the best prepared for it.
It
didn't go the best way that Gabe was planning for it.
I can't blame you guys, but like, yeah, it was like we kind of really leaned into the goofy side of it, and it was just like, well, I don't know. There wasn't a lot of learning. Like the 5-step process, I just re-listened to it today. Everything is still valid. Like everything's good, but like. It didn't go as well as I wanted it.
Yeah, this is one of those episodes where like the host plans it a certain way, and then like everybody else just takes it a totally different way, and the host just has to cope. But with the way that it turned out and how much fun I had with it, I'd give this one like maybe a low A.
Hell yeah, fist bump. Thank you.
Yeah,
but that was not a fist.
That roughly rounds up to.
Thank you.
Ew, he's picking his nose!
Listener, he's absolutely picking his nose. That was not fake. He's not going to eat it, right? There's no way he's going to eat it. No! Oh. No! Okay,
you know what?
Guys, turn the podcast
guys,
off.
Guys, you know what? I'm done with the podcast.
No! No!
Stop! He's eating the microphone! He's eating the microphone! Dylan, what do you have to say?
Yeah, no, I think I still stick to that episode being a C, in my opinion.
Okay.
Okay, so we're giving this episode what, a C or a B?
A, C, C.
I said high D or low C. I don't remember.
Okay, a C.
Okay, it's a C then.
Alrighty.
Then
all right, season 3, episode 7 gets a C. Let's move on to season 3, mini twist 1. This was your episode mostly, Dylan.
Yep, we talked about my time at RDC 2023 and
what a
Republican dick convention.
Yes.
Yes, totally. That's what we meant. No.
They compare sizes.
The Roblox Developer Conference.
Mike Pence wins the competition.
The
Mike Pence?
Largest
Mike Pence.
What about
inches?
Greg Abbott?
3.2 inches.
Yep. Yeah. Not he looking
won.
Great.
He
evidently,
won,
it is not bigger in Texas.
Yes. Oof.
Who would have thought? But anyway, in that episode, I talked about my the alleged incident that allegedly happened at RDC with somebody who allegedly was trying to do something there while I was there. And I told a bunch of other crazy stories about like everything that happened. Yeah. Yes, Gunner.
I allegedly took off my pants.
Yes. When he listened to it, I was there. He could not resist.
I could not.
Yeah.
Pants off.
Pants off. But
it got so crazy that we actually had to cut out parts of it with the stories that Dylan ended up telling. Like, I could not, like, we couldn't leave it in just because of the NDA.
Yeah. Right.
It was crazy. It was a crazy episode. A lot of crazy stuff happened. And it was thoroughly very, very entertaining.
But still, I think, though, it was the first mini twist of the season. I think it was definitely a lot of, like, realistically shooting the shit. I think I keep saying realistically. I think I'm going to give it a C, all things considered.
Fair.
Because I like a lot of other mini twists that we did later on a lot better than I did that one.
Solid B. I had a lot of fun recording this one. It was really nice to talk to Dylan. I love talking to Dylan one-on-one. It was just such a crazy episode. We got into a lot of just a lot of shooting the shit, and it was just great hearing the stories. And the RDC seems like such a fun event to go to. So much drama for no reason. The Roblox Developer Conference, it should not have this much drama, but it did, and it was very fun to hear about.
I'm gonna have to give it an A. Dylan, storytelling phenomenal.
He actually is very good at storytelling.
So yeah, just it was great for a mini twist. A tier episode.
Yes. Thank you.
It sounds like it was a very good episode. I don't believe I actually ended up listening to this one, which...
a kiss to make it up.
Dylan's mad. Oh, he's happy. I do try to listen to the Many Twists whenever I can, but I think this one I just said I was going to listen to it later and then I just forgot. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I don't think I ended up listening to it, so I'm just not going to vote for this one.
Yes. Okay. Fair
enough.
But so we have a C.
A B and an A.
Yeah.
That will roughly.
That's a B.
A, B, C.
Another B.
Solid B.
What comes after?
What sound does a letter make?
Letter make.
What does the fox say?
What sound does a letter make? Put it all together. Now you're heard. Sound it all out. Now you're reading words.
A goes. I see. Someday the world will change for me and be so wonderful.
Apple.
B
goes.
Live
life. But be there.
I know somehow we're gonna get there.
Fellas, proceed to sing all of the phonics song by Gracie's Corner and the iCarly theme song at the same time. They do the entire song.
What sound does a letter make? Put it
Season 3, Episode 8.
Man, it is 029.
The iPhone 15 and creating an animal army. This was our seasonal, a once seasonal nothing episode. This was such a fun one to record. It was goofy. The title does not give it justice. This is one of the worst titles I've ever fucking come up with. but this was actually a very, very good episode. We had a lot of good discussions. We talked about time traveling vans and rings that you put on to let you read books just by touching them, and like a bunch of would you rathers. It was just such a fun episode to record, and it was a lot of just banter, which is some of my favorite. I know that we're an educational comedy podcast, but I really love when we get super like bantery and we just kind of get at each other's throats in like a very fun way. So this one, I really do love this one. I listened to this one recently as well. Solid A for me.
Wow, I was, I don't know, looking back on this episode, I don't remember a whole lot from it, but I actually remember being a little disappointed with how this episode turned out.
Really?
Yeah, I felt like I was hoping for it to go one direction, and it might not have gone that exact direction. I know we had a lot of fun with the discussion, but there are some days when we record an episode, like, of mine, and I just kind of look at it, and I'm like, man, that could have been a lot better or whatever. So
fair.
I don't know. For that one, I honestly would rate that as a C.
Really?
Kind of okay. A big difference there. Okay. But
A and C?
Did
Bro just burp into the microphone?
No, I went, oh.
Oh.
Is that any better?
Are you mad at me for speaking?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dylan.
Damn. Anyway.
Are you getting mad at me for speaking?
You guys are being rude. I'm quitting the podcast.
Okay, bye, Dylan. Hi, Dylan.
Come
bye.
Back. What do you think? I remember saying this in the last time we tried to record this at like finale. I have very little memories of this episode. I don't know why I cannot remember it. Even after like trying to listen to it back, like I couldn't really follow along. That's more on me, but I'd say realistically, like from what I did gather when we did record it, it was a more fun nothing episode. So I think I'd probably have to put it more at B if I'm being honest.
Sure.
Mr. Johnson?
I don't really remember this episode too much.
Yeah, I don't think you were on this one.
Well, that would explain it.
Yes.
So in that case, I will sit out from voting.
So you have an A, B, and C again, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So looks like we have a B.
B. Yeah, there you go. Next one is Season 3, Mini Twist 2. We're already doing our second mini twist. TikTok is Team Girl and Reels is Team Boy. This is such a fun episode to listen to because halfway through, Dylan accidentally joins and then just stays. It is such a funny episode. This is unfortunately the last one that Jeremy has appeared in so far. I guess we really don't know if he's going to appear in many more. He's very busy with school. But great episode. Really nice talking to Jeremy. We had a lot of hot takes in this one. And a super fun episode to record. And when Dylan joined, it just got all the better. So say a very, very high B. I would give it an A, but I'm just going to stick with very, very high B.
Okay. Obviously, even I would say like my appearance, like obviously I wasn't meant to join. I saw them in the VC and I was trying to click on a tech channel. And what I thought was a tech channel was actually the voice channel. And it just plopped me right in there. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'll give it a go. I enjoyed my time, like, you know, recording it, giving my hot takes about things, talking about whatever. I would say for a mini twist, though, I would probably still put it at C.
Okay.
Once again, I still feel like there's some more strong competitors for a mini twist coming down the line. And I want to save my higher ratings for those.
Very fair.
I remember listening to this one, and it was definitely a fun one for sure. And it was, it's one of those things that, like, it's a thought that you've always thought, but it never gets talked about. And it's like, I think it was a great idea for the host to bring this up of, like, this is something that's happening, and we all know it, but it just hasn't actually been discussed. So I think it was a fun thought to think about and just kind of get into, and then the, like, kind of the weirdness of Dylan just randomly joining and then staying. That was really funny as well. So I'll give this one a B.
Well, thank you. Johnson?
He's thinking.
Guys, I think he's going to say something.
Don't pressure him.
Okay.
Right.
Sorry.
Go!
You scared him off.
I'm sorry.
He's not going to say anything now.
He was going to say triple S. But, yeah, so triple S. But let's not count it because I pressured him. So
he's probably not going to come back and say anything else.
Yeah, he's not going
to. He's probably... Oh, my...
Oh. Okay.
Look what you did.
I'm sorry. So we have a B.
Don't tell me you have a B, C, and A again.
I think we have a B, C.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, B.
A B episode.
A B. Okay, next one is our introduction to Spooky with a Twist. This is our first ever Spooky with a Twist.
The themed portion of our season.
Yes, first ever Spooky with a Twist on the history of the podcast. We've been around for almost 2 years now, and this is our first ever Spooky with a Twist. I loved these episodes so much. This is Nosferatu, more like Racisferatu, if you'd like to.
Anyways, so yeah, this was our episode about Nosferatu. Or Nosferatu. I don't really know how you say
Nosferatu,
it.
Nosferatu, I think.
Okay, anyway.
It's Nosferatu.
Oh.
It's no.
Actually, it's neither. It's Penisferatu.
Oh. No, wait. It's Racisferatu.
Oh.
I mean, it was definitely anti-Semitic.
It was extremely anti-Semitic because the way they portrayed... Count Orlok.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that Nosferatu is not his name.
Which we discussed that the person who wrote the story was gay. So, like, another targeted individual by the German Third Reich. Yes,
exactly.
So it's just like, it's kind of crazy to think that he had room to be anti-Semitic when he was kind of on the same level, according to the Third Reich. It's ridiculous. It's kind of a goofy.
The history of the movie is crazy political for absolutely no reason. It's just an adaptation of Dracula. But anyways, in terms of quality, though, this was one of my rougher episodes. I was going through a really busy time in farm school. Last semester was just insane, and I did not have the ability to put a lot of time and attention into the podcast, and that really showed on this episode.
See, okay, I get what you're saying, and I would have agreed with you, but the last time I listened to this one, it's short but sweet. I think it doesn't keep itself too long. We don't like dwell on it too long. We talk about the episode, or we talk about the movie, and we kind of do some jokes, do some bits. We get the main gist of it, and then we move on. I think it is a bit quicker than our normal episodes, but I don't think that's necessarily bad, because this is kind of a short topic to talk about. There's not a lot to this movie. It's very entertaining, and it's a very entertaining concept, but we kind of explored all of it, so I think it went very well.
I think I agree.
Who invited you?
I take initiative.
I think for the more rush nature. I'm not holding the mic to my face. I think for the more rush nature of the episode, I still had a lot of fun, like, learning about the Nosferatu movie and Count Orlok, and realizing I probably shouldn't quote that episode of SpongeBob as much because of the tones of that character. So I think I really enjoyed it. I think it was a good way to kick off Spooky with a Twist. I'm going to put it at A.
Fair. I think. Quick aside, I think a lot of old SpongeBob is kind of unfortunately kind of not aging so well.
Really? I thought it aged pretty well.
A lot of it ages well, but there. Do you remember the episode where SpongeBob pretends to be dumb for Patrick's parents?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of, like, he, like, puts on a helmet to act stupid. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't think it ages super well. I think it's kind of insensitive. But I don't know. That's what Gabriel thinks. And he's a kooky one. So that's a quick aside. But I think this episode, short and sweet, good introduction to the spooky with a twist. We do our haunted news, our first ever haunted news, which went super well. Nosferatu was a super fun topic to talk about. I'd give it an A as well.
Yeah, this was a really fun one. Ever since that episode with, what's his name? The hash-slinging slasher. Ever since that episode of SpongeBob, who's flickering the lights? That has always made me a large fan of Nosferatu, or Nosferatu, as many say. It was a fun episode. It was a very, very fun episode, especially because it was a spooky with a twist.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to take this opportunity to shout out Depome.
Yes, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Our Arwet theme creator. He created both the theme for the original Arwet and as well as the spooky with the twist theme. And I wouldn't be surprised if there are other Arwet themes to come from him. So please go check him out. And
man was so great. He did not want to be paid for our spooky with a twist.
We have not paid him.
I thought you did. I Venmo'd you like $15 to pay him. I thought.
Oh,
I thought you paid him $30 for it. I thought that was what we agreed.
That was the plan. I will show you the text.
You just pocket like $30 from us.
I will give it back to you. I forgot.
Depome, we owe you $30. You're getting $30
at least.
Yes, that was a great, great song.
I've been trying to Venmo him money, but he will not give me his Venmo. Like I've been.
Depome, give Ben his Venmo.
I mean, at this point, I'm gonna have to mail him money at his address.
Literally. Dipple may give me your address.
And your social security number.
Yeah, and your credit card.
And the three funny numbers on the back.
But
don't forget the date of expiration.
In all reality with a twist, though, he will not give me his Venmo, so he will not accept a payment, but I'm trying to pay him. So I'm glad you guys reminded me of this, because we need to pay him for that. But he's an awesome artist. He's making me music every once in a while. So please go check him out.
Super talented. Great guy.
But anyways, for this episode, honestly, I had a lot of fun. And I'm going to say I'm really between a high B and a low A. But just given the fact that it's the first spooky with the twist and we're still trying to get acquainted with it, I'll go ahead and just give it a B.
A B. What did you say?
C.
Are we going?
I'd be at B.
I changed my mind to A.
A!
I changed my mind to B.
A!
All right, we'll say final A.
When my best bud walks into the club, A!
Best bud? Okay, so yeah, we're saying you, A, Gabe, for this one. That's the official. Huh?
I love you, Gabe.
I love you too, Gunner. Let's go to.
Shut up!
Damn. You just guys, saw friendship end right there on camera.
I'm winking at him.
Yeah, we're winking.
I didn't see it, so it doesn't mean anything to me.
Right.
Anyways.
I don't know if I'm kicking that in. Okay.
Werewolves.
Spooky with a twist. Spooky with a twist, season 3, episode 11. Werewolves are... No.
Wait,
sorry,
no. Sorry. This episode is not going to end.
Spooky with a twist, season 3, episode 10. What Roblox horror games used to sound like or used to look like. This is Dylan's episode. If you
want to. Stop recording.
What the penis, Gabe?
Stop! All right, next episode, Spooky with a Twist, season 3, episode 10. What Roblox horror games used to look like, Dylan?
Yeah, obviously this was another episode playoff of the one I did prior, where I talked about old Roblox music, but instead of old Roblox music, I talked about niche horror from the late 2000s to the early 2010s. This was an episode where I educate the fellas on, old Roblox games, like how the horror genre was growing on the platform, stuff like that, and even got a little music bit segued into there as well. I was very happy with this video. I was very proud, this episode. Damn, I was very proud of what I did. Not to toot my own horn, I'd probably give myself an A here.
Yeah, I think this was a very unique take on the spooky with a twist, which is a very good thing. We're not just doing like ghosts and ghouls and that kind of thing. We do obviously hit on those with like the haunted news and everything, but this is a very unique take on it, and I think very unique in a very good way. I would also give this one an A.
Ben?
This episode screams A to me. It was a very fun...
A!
We're not Gabe also bits. Screams A to you.
That genuinely scared me.
Great trip sitter.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Me and my homie's supposed to take care of me while I'm drunk.
Hey!
It was a really fun episode. Yes. Dylan very much got into his element on this one and yes. kind of educated us while keeping it very fun. This is an A for me, for sure.
Absolutely.
And then also wanted to clarify real quick that since Gunnar wasn't really part of any of the other spooky with the twists, I believe you're going to stay neutral.
Yep. I'm going to be staying quiet so we don't start any bits unintentionally. We got to finish this
episode. Yeah, we got to get through this. Yeah.
Triple A on this one. We each get an A. Very well deserved A on this one. Season 3, episode 11, Werewolves Are Just Spooky Furries. If you'd like to do this one, Ben.
Yeah, this episode was... I think this one was kind of not the best prepared. But basically, we kind of just rated the different Halloween icons. So I believe what we did was, werewolves, mummies, ghosts, and vampires. Why do we say that completely
insane? I don't know.
You guys are like...
We're so in love. Wow. I mean, reality with
the... Anyway, moving on. I got team vampire.
Yeah, I got team mummy.
I had team werewolf.
Yeah, you did that during the episode as well. And Gunner, who is fittingly not here, he was not there for the episode. He had team ghosts, which he pre-recorded. Very funny bit.
I think he ended up winning, like, in the community sentiment. Like,
Maybe he did. I actually do not remember.
No, it's Jordy McNeil who said that.
Oh, yeah, one. Which I cannot wait to touch on her. That's really bad. I can't wait to talk about her, but
it came out so wrong.
I'm so sorry, Jordy McNeil. Okay.
We all know what you actually meant.
Okay,
you did not mean any harm by that statement.
Yes, holy shit. Okay. Can't wait to talk about Jordy McNeil.
What are you doing?
Whoa. All right. Yeah, I can't wait to talk about Jordy McNeil, but yeah, she's the one that kind of ended up giving us the final say on this episode. Wonderful episode. I think we didn't like it at the time. At least I wasn't like a huge fan of it at the time, but upon re-listening, very fun episode. I always love our debate episodes. I do think this will sound bad, but I don't mean this in the bad way. I think this is the worst of our debate episodes, but our debate episodes are so wonderful that I can't hate them in any way. Still give this one an A, totally.
Yeah, I had a really fun time doing it. I got to talk a lot about the realism of vampires. Yeah. I think I'd give this one an A.
I was actually going to give this one... I don't know. I'll give it a B. It wasn't the worst episode. It was definitely pretty fun. We got to give our own shares, and we had some banter on that one. So what does that put us at?
I think it puts it at a low B, if I'm not mistaken.
What? We both gave it an A, and he gave it a B.
Or a low A, I meant. Yeah, low A. My apologies.
Okay. Low A on that one. Okay.
But then that leads to the final episode of Spooky with a Twist.
History's Worst Torture Methods. I actually stole this idea from Ben. I was going to do the Halifax Explosion. That one just seemed too depressing. It was real people dying. It would have been fun to talk about, but I'm glad I went with History's Worst Torture Methods because that was a lot older.
I know, we
were able to separate ourselves from it more. And I actually really loved this episode. I don't want to pat myself on the back too hard, but I think this was one of our best episodes in this season. I think it was super fun to listen back to. And super fun. I think it was kind of the what I wanted the Spooky with a Twist to be. I'm obviously not going to give it an S. I would never give myself an S on anything, but I will give it an A. I really loved this episode.
I had a lot of fun learning about it. I did surprisingly well, and then I had final answer, best comeback.
Yes, that was insane.
Upset of the like whole entire like podcast. I would also, put it at A.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, who would know that a Spooky with the Twist would be so educational, especially something about torture methods? I mean, you could take that so many different ways, but I think Gabe did a really good job of incorporating like the history and the education into it. And I genuinely feel like I learned from it. Like, yeah. I feel like if somebody were to ask me about a certain torture method that was involved in this episode, I'd have a little bit of an edge now after participating in this Reality with a Twist episode.
I edged to this episode, that's for sure. I do really love this episode. What would you give it?
An A. I'd give it an A.
Okay.
So it's an A on the board again.
Triple A, yes. This was our last Spooky the Twist. We didn't really touch on it much, but I loved our Haunted News segments. That is, again, I hate to pat myself on the back because I was technically the host of those, but they did so well. It was such a funny, funny bit. We were so goofy with it.
Gabe is about to get his wish. We are going to start talking about season 3, episode 13, Jordy McNeil.
Yes, Jordy McNeil. This was our first ever and only ever so far guest episode. She was wonderful. It was Ben and I interviewing her, and she was just like the perfect person to start interviewing. It was a very fun episode. We just kind of shot the shit. Which is kind of weird to talk about in past tense, but we just kind of shoot the shit the entire episode, talk about our old YouTube channels, talk about different things. We go into like a little bit of an educational section with like the weird animal facts and weird animal abilities. But it was just kind of a great way to introduce a guest. And I really do love this episode. But I don't think it was any of us that made me love it. I think she was just so great on it.
Yeah, I mean, it was really unique and fun to have a guest star on Reality with the Twist. Yes. Like, that was our first ever one, and it was a very good one to have. So she really just, I think, connected with us well. And I mean, I don't know. She just fit right in on the podcast. I mean, I have no complaints. I think it was very fun. She did an awesome job, and I give it an A.
But I would like to say real quick, this is where our lack of odds start. Nobody in this episode did the odds we were supposed to. You did not watch the Bratz movie.
No, and I return, did not.
I don't think she has done. She might have at this point. I don't really know. But so far as of recording this, I don't think she's done the wearing the shirt odds. But I don't blame her.
That is fair. Yes, that is totally fair.
He didn't hold his side of the deal. So, this is kind of, this will, towards the later episodes, we started really not holding our odds very well, which I want to discuss with you guys. But yeah, okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Who?
You!
I didn't say anything!
You, bro. I thought you were talking last!
Hey guys, welcome back to the... go ahead.
I wasn't present for this episode, obviously. We tried to record the bits that came after, but then, obviously, that's going to probably be a Patreon-only segment.
Yeah, it did not go super well. I don't remember why it didn't go well, but we decided not to put it in.
I think the episode was... I mean, I think it was a revolutionary episode for the whole series. We got our first guest, but I think it was really missing the end parts and more of like that naturalness of the podcast. I would probably have to put this one at C, unfortunately.
I don't know. For this episode, I don't know. It was definitely a fun one. We had some good segments in there, and I definitely learned. I know I had a hard time keeping up because personally, I'm not a farm student. But it was still interesting to hear the perspective of a farm student.
Yes.
And just kind of see what kind of things Gunnar gets up to at school and learn a little bit of his perspective on things. And, yeah, I don't know. I'd give this a very solid B.
This was our first ever Q&A episode, which is a very kind of foreign format for us. And I think there were some growing pains with it, but I don't think it's a bad format. I want to explore it further. And I think that's exactly what we're going to do in season 4, is try to explore this format a little bit more, where it's just kind of like, ask me some questions about it. I will answer them. Show them. They'll love that. So if you're watching the YouTube video, you get to see that, which is wonderful.
Watch the YouTube version.
Yeah, so this, I think there were some growing pains with this. I don't think it was necessarily Gunnar's fault, but I would have to give this one a C, just because I don't think it was our best execution of this kind of episode. Yeah. But
I agree with Gabe. I in this episode, I realized I knew a lot more than what the baseline knowledge of the subject was, and it was really hard for me to form a Q&A.
Fair.
Realizing that you guys probably have no idea what a cytochrome P450 was.
Hey, me and him go way back.
Oh.
We love grapefruit. We love grapefruit together. Well,
there's tons of them.
We drink grapefruit juice all the time together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't invite me to that?
Mm-mm.
Why would I?
We're not doing more bits.
It is a very intimate.
More bits. Okay, fair enough.
No more bits.
No more bits, please.
I'm going to have to agree. It's a C episode.
Wow. So what does that put us at?
You guys haven't voted yet, right?
I did.
What do you give it?
This is still talking about the Jordy McNeil episode, right?
No, we're talking about Gunner's drug-filled hour.
I like this one.
Ben is the one that switched the episode.
Yeah, I've been too busy looking at him showing pictures of myself.
I voted a B.
I voted a B as well.
C, C, B, B. High B, low C. I mean, high C, low B.
High C, orange.
We are rounding up, so low B.
Low B, okay. Right. Let's go ahead and talk about
Season 3, Mini Twist 3,
The Christmas Party. Very quickly, rundown of this one. This one was another Gabe and I Mini Twist. Yes. We talked about the Christmas party. We talked about Secret Santa that we did. We talked about Muncie feeling like Silent Hill after 1 a.m.
Yes. Yes.
This was a very fun one. This is what I was talking about, where I wanted to save my higher ratings for the better Mini Twist, in my opinion. Yes. I give this one an A, honestly.
I think that's very fair. I think this one was very... Like, Mini Twists aren't supposed to be educational. I think this is the best example of that. We don't even attempt to educate really anything. It's just talking about a fun party that I hosted, actually in the very apartment you are looking at right now. Very fun day and a very fun story to tell. Very fun episode. And I would also have to give it an A.
I remember having a lot of fun listening to this episode for sure. Just kind of recounting our experiences at the Christmas party was definitely fun, just considering everything that went down at the Christmas party. Honestly, I don't have any reason not to give this an A.
Yeah, all right.
I remember the last time we tried to record this, you were so adamant that you were in that episode, like as a person, not like a phone call.
You could have sworn you were in that episode, but I think you just listened.
No, okay, he was on a phone call.
He was on a phone call towards the end of the episode. If we create a Patreon, you will hear that episode if you subscribe to Patreon.
It didn't help the fact that when I was so adamant about being in that episode, you guys were like, okay, listen, and then you played a clip, and then I started talking on it.
You talked in the phone call. When we tried to play other clips for you, again, if you subscribe to the Patreon, you will hear this. You did not. You were not present. You're like, I know I'm in there somewhere. I know I'm in there somewhere. You were so adamant you were in this episode, but you were also not.
I just want to clarify, we do not have a Patreon yet.
We don't.
Not yet. Not yet.
I'm trying to future-proof. I'm trying to say, hey, eventually we will, hopefully. And if you subscribe, $5 a month, that's the price I'm saying.
But damn, you already promoted something that don't exist.
Yeah. I think $5 a month is fair.
That's totally fair.
Gunnar, did you have an opinion on this mini twist?
No.
Damn. Okay. Okay. It's an A episode.
A episode. Okay. Season 3, episode 15, Fartiger Arrow. This was your episode, Dylan.
Dylan-hosted thing. Yes, this was the time where I got to talk about Fruit is Your Arrow.
Yes.
A very cool art style of the 2000s to indicate the new millennia. I really love doing this one. I wish... This is one of those times where I wish like we had this set up so I could be more like visual and storytelling about Fruit is Your Arrow and whatnot. Had a lot of fun doing this episode. Absolutely. We'll let the others... say their rating first before I say mine.
This was one of the most fun episodes I can think of to date. There's a couple of them that match them, but like this is exactly what Arwet is all about. Yeah. Like, you know, it's who knows about Fruit is Your Arrow? Very few people.
Very few.
And the fact that like, who cares about a font or an art style, right? Mm-hmm. And we made it interesting, and that's exactly what we did. So. To me, this is a very, very core S tier episode.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
This one, yeah. So it was kind of, I know TikTok's kind of a fan of Future Arrow, but for a very good reason. It's at the point now where it's almost becoming nostalgic, which is crazy because it's not that old in the grand scheme of things. But I'm very happy that it's becoming nostalgic. People are taking a little bit more of an interest in it because it is a very fun kind of style, and it's very fun to talk about, and it's very nice to reminisce about, being the age group that we are, like kind of early Gen Z. And yeah, I'd have to give this one an A as well.
Yeah, this...
Wait, did you say S?
S.
I'm giving this one an A.
Yeah, this episode was definitely very fun. I feel like coming into this episode, this is one of the only episodes that I've come into knowing absolutely nothing about the topic.
Fair.
I had never heard of Fruit of Your Arrow. I actually didn't really even know, like, what exactly... Because, you know, Dylan let us know beforehand, hey, this is kind of what we might be talking about. Just come ready with this kind of stuff. I did not understand. Like, I didn't know what...
God...
Continue, sorry. Fart.
I didn't really know what this episode was going to be about. And, yeah, so... Stop! Stop!
What are you guys even laughing about now?
I'm trying to talk about Fruit of Your Arrow, and Gabe's over here going...
I'm looking at his Bombas socks, and I was going to say, do you like those Bombas socks? But I was like, ooh, feet...
What do you give it, Ben? What's the rating you give this episode?
A.
I'm going to toot my own horn here. I'm going to say an S to your episode. I was very, very happy with this one.
So we have an S-A-A-S. That means we are rounding up to S tier. Fartigrano
first S tier of the...
Yes.
Yeah. Crazy.
Absolutely S tier.
Now let's talk about an episode that Ben hosted that I gave some harsh words about last time we tried recording.
Do we have to talk about this one? This was season 3, episode 16, Opposite Day. I don't know what I was thinking. I was thinking, oh, this would be funny. We'll do the theme of everything we say is opposite, and we're going to...
It was interesting on paper. Like, let's get that started. It was very interesting on paper.
Yeah, the biggest sin you committed was trusting us. you wanted to do an Opposite Day thing, and I think you had a much more organized idea in your head than what ended up happening. We always commit to the bit way too much, and we don't know what you're thinking with it, so we just kind of were doing around, and it was kind of confusing. As a listener, it's confusing to listen to in some ways, but it was still a very fun episode. But yeah,
I appreciate the kind words, and while the intention was absolutely there, the actual performance
execution was terrible.
I'm giving this an F. I don't have any shame on this. I would have to agree with you.
It'd be an F as well.
That's too harsh. It reminds me a lot of the season 2 episode with improv, which
another one of mine.
Sure, it did not go well, like as well as Ben was thinking it would. We just kind of took it in our own direction. But just because it wasn't what Ben was wanting it to be, I don't think it was bad. It was just silly. And silly is okay, so I would have to give it a C.
Wow.
I had a lot of fun doing this episode.
Yeah.
B for me.
Whoa.
Wow. So we have two Fs, a B, and a C.
I think it gives us healthily in D, maybe even low C.
I'd say D, just so we can have some diversity on the tier list.
D for Opposite Day. So let's move on to the season 3, Mini Twist 4, Boys Culture. This was the first and only me episode. Second ever one boy episode.
I'm not going to lie, as a listener to this, why was like half the episode you just like venting? Like we were your therapist.
Yeah, no, and I said that to the camera. I was like, you guys aren't my therapist. But I struggle to find things to talk about because it's just me. And I was very honest with that on the episode. Definitely was not our best. I still think it's like it's fine to listen to.
I think it was a good, like, I was listening to it while I was working. I think I'd give it a C, honestly.
Well, thank you very much. That means a lot to me, actually, given that this is one and this podcast is for four. For this one, I really just wanted to do a test of this equipment, make sure that I knew what I was doing, knew how to edit it, knew how to record it. And it sounded great. It looked great with the Lumix G7 that I have. It was all of the aesthetically pleasing, but the content wasn't all there. I didn't have a lot to talk about in this. I didn't educate. I wasn't super comedic. I think there were some kind of funny parts in it, but I'd give it a D.
I started this episode, but I didn't finish it. I do not think I heard enough of it to honestly give a vote. So I'm going to have to abstain from this one.
I'm exactly like Ben.
So What was it?
They hate me.
I guess
it was a D and a C, which rounded up to C.
It rounded up to C. Another C tier episode.
I am fine with that.
Then let's get to the final episode that we have so far, and the final mini twist for the season.
Yes.
The another tier list we did, but for the Midwest states.
Yes, and we season 3 mini twist 5 Midwestern state tier list. I think the other tier list we recorded actually is not out yet. I think that'll actually be out in season 4. But this was honestly one of my favorite episodes to date. It is such a good mini twist that I almost consider it a regular episode of Reality with a Twist.
I mean, honestly,
it is so funny. It is so fun to listen back to. We had a beautiful view, wonderful natural light on us. We looked great. We looked super sharp. Sharp meaning like quality-wise, not what we were wearing. We weren't wearing sharp clothes.
No.
But, like, super funny. We were definitely uncomfortable at first, but you could physically, like, you could actually hear and feel how we got more comfortable as the episode progressed. And genuinely, my favorite ever mini-twist. In terms of mini-twist, I'd give it an S, but in terms of regular episodes, a high A.
Yeah, I mean, For this kind of episode, I agree with you. This was one of the most fun episodes we recorded. My only regret is the fact that we didn't have Gunner.
Yeah.
Gunner ended up having to leave.
Hi, Gunner.
Which is okay. I mean, we were not upset with Gunner for any reason. He just wasn't able to be there.
You weren't. I hate
Gunner.
We sold him to the Guitar Center to buy the XLR cable. Eventually, they did a rebate system where they paid him back to us.
If you guys remember that one episode of SpongeBob where Mr. Krabs sells SpongeBob Soul for 62 cents and then the Flying Dutchman gives him back.
It was actually crazy. Situation. Gunner was like in the store. I remember listening to the recording. He was actually performing the Krabs verse of that song going, "And fries will be fries. Either way."
Guitar Center said, okay, leave this to Sweetwater. Give this to Sweetwater. We don't want it. So we ended up with Gunner back, which is wonderful.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah. But, I mean, I would say I would have given this an S, but the fact that Gunner was missing, there was no real structure and no educational content, I'm just going to put it at an A. I would say it's definitely a high A.
I would also put it at a high A as well. Gunner, do you have an opinion on this one?
No.
Okay.
It's
another high episode, and that's it for all the episodes.
Yeah.
We did really good this season compared to past seasons.
Yeah, I think once again shows the personal growth for all of us.
I want to really quickly delve into, I want to introduce this to our season finales in which we rate our seasons on a tier list. So let's start with season 1 really quick. From what we remember, what would you guys give it on a tier list?
I would probably give it a C once again. I think it was a baseline. Everything needs a baseline. And if we're having season 1 be our baseline, I say it's a pretty good baseline.
I don't know. I mean, I think we had some definite
art
misses.
Art of interrogation, Lunge Boys, Pencils Mightier Than the Sword.
Gosh, yeah. We had a couple misses in season 1.
Fair.
Honestly, I would even consider our first ever episode a little bit of a miss.
Just it was very much a miss.
Yeah. But, like, at the end of the day, we had so many classics.
So many.
Like, RWAT classics. I want to say A, but, like, based on quality and comfortability, I will bring it down to a B for sure.
I'm very much going to give season 1 an A, just because there are so many episodes that are, even if just for us, just ingrained in my mind. Some of my favorite episodes to date were in season 1, which isn't a bad thing. I mean, we've definitely grown since then, but like, just it's so fun to go back and re-listen to some of them. They're not that old. They're from 2022, but still, like, just looking back on them, A tier.
What do you think, Gunner?
A.
Well, then that's fair. That puts it at a B.
B. Wait, what did you say?
I said C.
Damn.
What makes you put season 1 at a C?
I said it's. I think once again, I'm thinking about every other season and like how much we've improved, and we need a baseline. So that's why I put season 1 at C.
Okay. We can say C for season 1, But wait, I mean, B. Sorry, B.
Hey.
Season one. But I feel like it's just because mine is like a pretty healthy A. Is yours a healthy A?
Why are
like
we debating this? Just make it B.
Okay, B. High.
Very B. High.
Because
B.
Season two.
Very high B.
I think once again shows how much we improved. We're doing a lot more experimentation with our episodes, getting more comfortable.
Tombstones, one of my favorite episodes, but Tombstones is actually one of the episodes where we realized that we needed this equipment that we're recording into mm-hmm. right now. One of our worst sounding episodes, yes, unfortunately.
Which very sorry to the listeners, but aside from some of those technical issues, and once again, obviously a couple of missed episodes, I say this one was an A tier season.
Yeah, I mean, the boys get creative. Script Scoundrels, one of my favorite episodes. Oh my god,
those, the Script Scoundrels, ever. The improv episodes, like, those
absolutely
were done so
wonderful.
Well.
Buzz Boys, classic. Linguistic Lads, amazing. Eating Sink Bananas, one of my favorite episodes
ever
done.
Oh my god, the plantains suck.
Healthy A for me. If not S, but I'm going to stick with A for season two.
I also like the Atlantis episode as well. So.
I think that okay.
What are you doing?
Continue.
What do you think about season two?
I like season two.
What do you give season two?
For our listeners, I scratched Ben's head with my index finger.
We'll talk about why later. For season two, it was a very good season. I'd probably put it at kind of the same level as season one. It doesn't have the same nostalgia level as season one, but like quality, I think probably makes up for it.
Fair.
So I'm gonna give that one an A.
Okay.
A. What did you give it?
Again? I gave it an A.
A.
Mr. Johnson.
A.
So
it's an official A tier season. And then for season three.
Season three, I would give season three. It is our, I think, our wackiest, our most experimental season mm-hmm. yet. Positives and negatives with that. It's our longest season yet. It's 6 months for just the one season. But I don't know. For this is actually really hard. Because when we recorded our season two finale, I think we ended up saying it was a B tier season. But looking back on it, I think we realized that it really was A. So we might give it a lower rating than we actually think.
I think we were too cocky this season.
Too cocky? Okay.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I mean, we did try to go weekly. I think
we did.
We thought we were going to be able to do a lot of content. And
we
thought we
were the big dogs.
We thought we were the big dogs, in fact.
I think for this season, it is definitely very hard to say. I think we probably did a little too much experimenting. Like, we just kept going back and forth on different things. And this isn't anything against Jeremy, but we were trying to figure out if Jeremy was going to still be in it. And just, I don't know. A lot of us were very, very busy and trying to, like, get the podcast, you know, in the schedule. I really hate to say this. I think this season and all the growth that we've came from, like, with it is going to result in a great season four. But for this season, I'm going to give it a C overall.
I hate doing... I think, for me, I have to agree with a lot of it. I think trying to do weekly really bit us in the butt. I think really backfired. But I you know, obviously improving, like, in our talking, doing the episodes and whatnot, great. Top notch. In terms of, like, the actual due diligence to you guys, the listeners and the viewers, we kind of let you guys down. For that, I don't think it was at the same tier that we had with, like, the pacing of season two. I'd have to put this as a B.
A B as well.
I think this was our growing pain season. I think there was kind of, this was our puberty season. This was our junior year season.
The junior years.
Yeah, this was our rough season, and it was our longest yet. There was a lot of changes, and I thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart for sticking with us through the changes. We've kind of lost Jeremy. Not literally, he's still alive, but like,
We're not doing that bit again.
Yeah, he's not really part of the, as far as we know, he's still welcome, but he's very busy with school. He's not super part of the podcast anymore. anymore, and it's so much so that he's not even really recording Natty Wonders anymore, as far as I know, which you still should check out the episodes that they have released. But I think this is kind of the season that will seal what season four will be and the rest of the podcast. This will kind of boost us in the future.
Yes.
I think this is kind of our sacrificial, like, we are experimenting, we are figuring ourselves out. So I'm going to say, I'll say B, but just because I know this season will be very important to our growth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that puts this season as a C or a B.
Yeah, but a very, very low B, I will but say.
Obviously, with these growing pains means that once we start doing season four and start releasing, hopefully this coming spring, just like a spring blossom, season four will surely be our best season.
And this is crucial. Please, please, please reach out to us and let us know what you want from season four. Let us know what worked this season, what didn't work.
Yeah.
Or if you have something totally new or different that you want us to try out, please let us know.
Yeah. And obviously, if you want to have some more people like be a part of this experience of seeing season four and just listening to the podcast, please follow us on Instagram at RWATPod. Listen to the podcast Reality with a Twist on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever music streaming platform you want to be on. And obviously, go to our website at RWATPod.com. It has our email address, has a bunch of our other social media links and whatnot. Share the podcast if you want us to keep succeeding and hopefully launch a lot of cool stuff, do a lot of cool themes, episodes. Helps support us so much. Gabe, what were you gonna say?
Just email us at realitywithatwistpodcast@gmail.com. We will respond to you. I don't think you understand how much we will respond to you. Tell us your favorite guest from this season. There's a lot to choose from. Tell us which one of the one that you like, and give us some guests for the future, and rate us on Spotify. That is the number one way you can help us, is rating us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. That spreads the word more than almost anything else. Season four is going to be our best yet. And honestly, season four, thinking about it, it just sounds super futuristic. It sounds like we're going to be freaking have those laser glasses on.
It's true.
And we're going to have like bionic arms, and we're going to be talking about like futuristic things like iPhone 2. And like, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. But it's just going to be a very, very fun time. And thank you guys so much for listening to us this season and bearing with us. But I want to wait until Ben is back
to
end the episode out.
I know, so. Yeah. I guess we do a quick clap and then he'll come back.
Yes.
3, 2, 1. Ben's back.
Yes.
Back.
We were talking about how we appreciate you for sticking up with us at one season four, and we were just about to end the episode out. But I do want to give a teaser real quick for season four, episode one, and it's going to be about retired and rare soda. So like sodas that didn't last too long. We're not really going to talk about New Coke that much because that's kind of the cliche one to talk about. Everybody's heard about New Coke, but you guys are going to Surge is going to be in there.
Don't reveal everything just yet.
I know, but a lot of nostalgic sodas are going to be in season four, episode one.
Well, gentlemen, I think that's a good place to round things off for the episode. We've been recording for long enough. I think our accumulative group odds is that, what are the odds we go into season four better than ever?
1, 3, 2, 1, 1.
Yes! Alrighty, well, I'm Dylan.
I'm Ben.
I'm Gabriel.
And I'm Gunner.
And we'll see all of you in season four of Reality with a Twist.
Bye!
I love you. Hi, Ben. Ah!